Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Welcome back to In Depth Podcast, Season 3, Episode 3, featuring hip-hop producer, Lady Fingers. Let's start the show.
Peace. It's been a minute, everyone. Welcome back to In Depth Podcast. I know I've been absent for a while. There's been a lot going on, but we're back. And I got a very special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mel.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I go by Lady Fingers. You know, I'm a producer. You know, that's about it.
No doubt. Welcome to the pod, Mel.
I appreciate the invite. I really do. I've been listening to your music for a while now, you know what I'm saying? We've been connected through Instagram for a while. And, you know, it was dope to see you starting to get into the podcast and thing, you know what I'm saying? It's real dope. And I'm really honored to be a guest on it, you know.
No doubt. Appreciate that. So we're going to get into the first question, man. Dream studio session with you, a co-producer, and two artists. Who are you choosing?
The two artists I will probably choose. One of them will probably be Jay-Z.
Word.
And I would have, if God rest his soul, I would have said MF Doom if he was still alive. Right. Probably Jay-Z, and I'll say J. Cole. And then the producer, again, I would probably say MF Doom if he was still alive too. Right. But probably either Kanye or I'll go with Alchemist.
Word. No doubt. Good choices too, man. Sorry, this next question is going to take some thought, Mel.
Got you.
If you could pick three albums to sample from for the rest of your career, what would they be and why?
Three albums I could sample from for the rest of my career. This one is an interesting question, but I feel like all my answers would probably be either any type of J Dilla beat tape or MF Doom beat tape. Cause I feel like I could flip something from either one of their beat tapes.
No doubt. All right, next question. If you could witness any prominent music moment from the past, what would it be and why?
Any prominent music moment from the past? This one is kind of recency bias because I just kind of not heard about it, but like I like just recently looked it up and stuff like that. But probably when Whitney Houston sung the national anthem, that would probably be something I would go back to because I just started, like, because they just released the movie. I haven't seen the movie or anything yet, but it did make me want to download the, because they got the live version on Spotify and stuff like that. So I went and downloaded that real quick. So that would probably be a moment that I could think off the top that I probably would have wanted to be there for.
No doubt. All right, so next question. Pick a song from your birth year that has influenced you the most and explain why.
A song from my birth year. And it's crazy because I can't think of any, but it's crazy because like when I listen to songs like from like the 90s and stuff like that, like I'll check when they're from and like I'll make note, oh shit, this was like right the year when I was born. The closest answer I could get to, what was the question again? My bad.
Pick the song from your birth year that has had the most influence on you and explain why.
The closest thing I could get to it, I can't get my exact birth year, but and it's not a song, unfortunately, but it is Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt. It came out like a couple years after I was born. But the reason I picked that one is because I didn't listen to that until like way later, until maybe like last year. And that's when I like fully took a listen to it. And to me, like before I listened to that project, to me, Kendrick's Good Kid, Mad City was like one of the best hip hop albums I ever heard, like in my entire life, until I heard Reasonable Doubt. And I was like, oh nah, this just blow anything out the water. Like I honestly still haven't heard anything. I haven't come across anything that has like impacted me since. Like it's just like, yeah, I love that album.
No doubt. Good choice too. That's one of my favorite albums as well.
Yeah, it's a dope album. My favorite album.
Yes, sir. All right, so you sent in a song titled Beat 60. Describe the inspiration behind that beat.
So the actual name of the beat is called The Woods Back. And that was on a project called what they call an epiphany. And I was working on that project like in the middle of me still living in California at the time. And I was going through a stage of like where like I had a good job and stuff like that. Like I moved to California to halfway pursue the music thing, and then the other half was just because I really like living in Cali and stuff like that. But like I just kind of like lost motivation in the music thing, and I was just like, all right, like let me just, because it's expensive in Cali, so like I was just like, all right, let me find like a career or something so I could just stay here. But then like the job I found, it just wasn't like, after a while, it just wasn't fulfilling. And then that was when I was like, nah, like I want to get back into doing music, like trying to do music heavy and stuff like that. So then that was when I started work on that project. And it's different ways I work on projects. I noticed like I used to if I make a beat, like I'll be like, all right, this, like I'll use this for a project as I'm making the beats and stuff like that. So like the first beat I make, like beat number one, that'll go on a project, beat number two, that'll go on the same project, so on and so on. But as I progressed, I started to hold on to beats. I'm like, nah, like this beat isn't for this project. And that was one of the beats that I held on to for a little while. And I just, cause I just couldn't find a project to put it on. And I eventually just started working on what they call an epiphany, and I found a place for it. And yeah, I love it.
No doubt. So this is the part of the podcast where you plug yourself in. So, you know, anything you got coming up, anything you want to shout out.
Sounds good. First and foremost, I definitely want to shout you out, Barry, you know, musically, you know, person wise, like you just been a big inspiration to me, you know, like ever since the day I started following you on Instagram, like you just been a big inspiration to me musically and, you know, person wise. So first and foremost, you, my cousin Jamal, you know, he go by Homie Mall. He produced too, but he ain't been in a while. But you know, hopefully, I'm hoping this shout out will spark his inspiration more. Right, you know, right. So shouts out to him. Shouts out to my mom, my dad, my three sisters, my brother. You know, family is real big to me. You know, they really do get me through everything. I don't really have any projects coming up. The latest project I did release was was California Dungeon. That's a little different than any of the other projects I worked on, just because I mainly used a SP, SP44 to make it and stuff like that. I don't think I'll go down that route again, maybe just to edit beats and stuff like that, but I don't think I'll go down that route again. But people could definitely check that out. All my projects are on all streaming, you know, check some out. And if, you know, if anybody needs any beats, you know, just let me know. I'm at ladyfingers@gmail.com. You know.
No doubt, no doubt. And y'all make sure y'all check out The Awakening. He is the first beat on The Awakening. Y'all check that out.
Yes, I'm honored to be a part of that project. I'm on another one of your projects too. I got a couple beats on another project.
Yeah. So that was ETV2.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I took that off of platforms and then I put it back on. Like.
Yeah.
With what was that project? I think it was released or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we definitely got to work together again soon. Definitely got to work again together.
Nah, no doubt. I got some more beats of yours, man. So
definitely. And I definitely send some more over pretty soon.
For sure. But yep, everyone, thank y'all for listening to this reboot of InDef Podcast. Thank you, Lady Fingers, for joining. For real, man.
Man, thank you for having me. I really do appreciate the invite, man. It really does honor me, man.
No doubt. Season 3, episode 3. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Thanks for tuning into episode 3 of season 3 of InDef Podcast. We will return every Sunday with a brand new episode. Keep it locked, only on InDef Podcast.